in the next second, you got to where you needed to. You didn't fall short in terms of your own potential. Because it's not in comparison ever to anyone else. One of the reasons material fulfillment is so ephemeral and the feeling doesn't last very long is it's always in comparison. Real fulfillment, the spiritual fulfillment, is never in comparison to anything or anyone else. It's yours and it's about you. And it's your solidity, not I'm more solid than the next guy. Does that help? I know it's
absolutely
not.
Absolutely, yeah. It's
good.
Affirming certain ideas, thoughts.
So I think the hallmark is that there's absolutely no doubt about it. Now, that's, you have to be cautious saying that because you can fool yourself. Us human beings are very good. We're literally the best there is at self-deception. So can you convince yourself that you've reached that point and you actually quite haven't, or even are still far away? Happens all the time. So there's a verification that needs to be part of the proof. And the verification comes in more than one form always. In other words, other people verify it to some degree, not the whole degree, because the general population isn't capable of much verification. They don't really know what it is. But other people will be helpful to some degree in verifying it. Your own ongoing experience helps to verify it, meaning it has to be proven over time. It can't be, I know it's so, and I declare it so today, March 12th, and today's the first day I knew it was so and declare it so. You can't declare it. If you know it first on March 12th, you can't declare it on March 12th of the same year, at least. So time and how things move, what happens, also verifies it. And what verifies it the most is what this lady was mentioning. Bad things happen to you, good things happen to you, all kinds of things happen to you, and you notice that that fulfillment isn't changed, that that feeling of fulfillment isn't conditional, isn't based on what's happening to you or in your life. It's rock solid.
Is it a fulfillment of knowing the kind of the divine order of what's going on, even though materially there's certain bad things are happening or good things are happening? Is it that sort of knowingness of the order, the universal order of how your life is?
That can certainly be true if there's a condition to that, yes. If that knowing includes a clear and simple and immediate acceptance of everything as it is without any feeling of I wish it weren't so, or if I could only make it this way. If that knowing also is accompanied by a simple acceptance, a non-fighting with reality, then I'd say yes. But if there's even a tinge of, well, I know it's the divine order of things and it's beyond me, but if only, if there's that little if, yeah, but if only, then probably not quite yet. But just to be able to say that much, I see it's the divine order and I know it's so, that's very close. That's way beyond hopelessly lost. That's lost and probably soon to be found. So there are proofs, actual proofs. And like I say, those proofs are a verification situation. You cannot ever be sure until you are rock sure. Because if you are prematurely sure, you'll rob yourself of whatever you need to do to go all the way, to make sure that it's the real deal and you've reached where you need to reach or want to reach. I don't want anybody to needlessly stop short. So I always caution people to be very careful in their self-assessments and make absolutely sure. Because declaring yourself the king before they've crowned you is always a bad idea.